KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 72 degrees in Atlantic. We look for similar conditions today, partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. In the news, a murder trial of a Dallas County couple is being moved from central to northwest Iowa. Radio Iowa's Pat Curtis reports.
The trial of Mark and Misty Ray is scheduled to begin on February 4th, 2019 in Woodbury County. A judge granted a change of venue request, citing extensive media coverage of the case. Mark and Misty Ray were the adoptive parents of 16-year-old Sabrina Ray, who was found dead in their Perry home in May of 2017. An autopsy showed she was severely malnourished and weighed just 56 pounds at the time of her death. I'm Pat Curtis.
In April, Sabrina Ray's adoptive grandmother was sentenced to 20 years in prison for failing to seek medical attention for the dying girl. This past February, her adoptive brother was sentenced to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to kicking and seriously injuring Sabrina a few weeks before she died. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports one arrest took place last week. Deputies arrested 46-year-old Wesley Earl Tolley of Winterset on August 21st at around 1:45 p.m. Tolley was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance third or subsequent offense, methamphetamine, after a probable cause search of his vehicle was conducted. During the search, Tolley admitted there were syringes underneath the driver's seat within a bag, which turned out to be the case. Also included in the bag was another baggie containing methamphetamine, which field tested positive for the drug. Tolley was booked into the Adair County Jail, where his cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. The driver of a motorcycle was injured after crashing into a phone box and landing in a large thicket of trees and shrubs late Saturday. Shelby County Sheriff's Office said yesterday the deputies responded to the scene of the accident at 201 County Road M16 at around 11:30 a.m., and deputies located the driver of a crashed 2005 Harley-Davidson motorcycle in a large thicket of trees and shrubs with injuries to his head and left leg and hip area. When questioning the man, he told deputies he had been laying in the thicket for about 4 days, but after speaking with homeowners at the location, that time frame was believed to be inaccurate. The resident said they left about 1 day prior and damage to the communication box had not happened at that time. The driver was identified as 62-year-old Ricky Lee Hansen of Harlan, and evidence showed that he was northbound on M16 and appeared to have lost control on a curve and went into the ditch, striking the communication box before crossing a driveway and then sliding into the thicket which concealed him. It was believed that Hansen was laying at the scene for at least 12 hours, but less than 24. He suffered serious injuries and was taken by Shelby Rescue and Medevac Ambulance to Murtu Medical Center in Harlan, where they met LifeNet helicopter that transported him to the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Damage to the motorcycle was estimated at $3,000, while the communications box owned by Windstream sustained about $1,000 damage. A woman was flown from the scene of a single vehicle accident Saturday evening in Page County. Authorities were notified of the accident that occurred about 2 miles south of Coin, around 5:40 p.m. The investigation showed that 42-year-old Kimberly Ann Smith of Shenandoah was driving a 1997 Ford Taurus eastbound on 290th, when for reasons unknown, the vehicle lost control on the gravel road and entered the south ditch. The car rolled over and came to rest on its top. Smith said the last time she remembered was around 2 p.m. She was the only occupant of the vehicle and the driver, according to the woman. She suffered injuries and was taken by LifeNet helicopter from the scene to the UNMC in Omaha for treatment of undisclosed injuries. No charges have been filed at this time. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Shenandoah Ambulance Service, Coin Fire and Rescue, and LifeNet Ambulance Service. And the father of a young boy who shot himself while staying at a suburban Des Moines hotel is now charged with child endangerment causing bodily injury. Dar Danielson reports.
The felony charge against 29-year-old Jonathan Hauser of Council Bluffs resulted from the August 19th shooting at the Sterling Inn Hotel in Clive. Police say Hauser's 2-year-old son found a loaded gun in a suitcase, picked it up, and pulled the trigger. The child was shot through the chest and neck, but police say he survived and was later released from the hospital. Hauser was booked and released and promised to appear in court again on September 4th. I'm Dar Danielson.
In our funeral announcements, Janet Jan Ruth Kearns, age 70, of Ocala, Florida, a native of Greenfield, died August 20th. Funeral services for Jan Kearns will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield, with the Slade O'Donnell Funeral Home in Leon in charge of arrangements. James Jim Waters, age 77, of Cumberland, died Saturday at his farm. Funeral services for Jim Waters will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Timothy Catholic Church south of Cumberland. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Drew Bogar, age 29, of Audubon, died August 22nd. Funeral services for Drew Bogar will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Leland Weber, age 86, of Panora and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Leland Weber will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Kenneth Wester, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Kenneth Wester will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. James E. Tooley, age 77, of Walnut, died Sunday in Atlantic. Funeral services for James Tooley will be held Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. And Wilma Leaders, age 96, of Oakland, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Wilma Leaders will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Oakland. Reagan Veith Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family with arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.